Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today, of all days, by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing?
Doing good. Hey, super huge announcement, guys. We've partnered with InBody for the Growth Summit. We're giving away an InBody 380, a $10,000 body comp scanner at the Growth Summit, guys. So this, the 380, if you don't know this already, it's replacing the 570. I know there's a 270. This is not that. This is the 380. It's got some more bells, more whistles. It's, you know, 10 grand.
Beastly unit. Yeah.
It's basically the equivalent of what we have here at the 570. A lot of reasons I like InBody, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a tool to prove the results that we're delivering for our clients.
Yeah. And that's a perfect topic or perfect segue into today's episode.
It sure is.
As a matter of fact. But yeah, we're super excited about that. I mean, how, like, what an awesome perk just to be able to put your name in the drawing for something so massive.
And so here's how you do it. We're going to put the link in the show notes. You're going to want to go click on that link. Once you opt in, you have to be a gym owner. Obviously, if you're listening to the show, you are a gym owner, most likely. And you get more entries the more people sign up with your link. It's a forced viral campaign. It's it's a software we're using. It's super cool. You also get 30 entries when you go to the Grow Summit. So obviously, we want to incentivize people to go into the Grow Summit. We're selling tickets now. Early bird pricing is out there. Again, go to the link in the show notes for the InBody entry. And again, we're gonna give it away live.
Okay.
So super, super cool. Super pumped for that. So
awesome. Well, like we said, it's kind of a good segue into today's episode. We've got something that's we see a lot of it. We see a ton of this out there. Mm-hmm. It's another, I guess, another tactic to draw in new business. But we want to get into the problems with some of the paid in fulls.
Yeah,
like exactly. Some of the downside of that kind of idea, that tactic, that strategy. And we'll get into the nitty gritty of it. I mean, that's what it's about, right?
Yep. So listen, guys, I get served with ads. I've run a business here 15 years pretty successfully. And I got to be honest with you, I've sold very few paid in fulls. Mm-hmm. I could probably count on 15 years. I'm just going to go on a limb and maybe one a year, 15 total, maybe.
Sure.
People want to pay paid in full and I'll take it, but I won't discount it. Mm-hmm. And I never do, because I would rather have the recurring revenue. I was very strong on this early in the game. All I care about is growing that recurring revenue base. And so I got served with some ads, and it just brought this topic up of like, hey, we'll get you more paid in fulls, right? And I'm thinking about, as a gym owner, why would somebody want a paid in full? Obviously, you hear the get the money now. Yeah. I don't know if this guy's going to be here in a year. All these things are reasons why gym owners gravitate for that upfront money. Sell, get the money now. Who knows what they're going to do? Maybe give them a discount. All these things. And I get it. People are flaky at best. You know, they if they lose motivation and they're not in some type of agreement, they can just disappear. I understand all of those things. Mm-hmm. However, I would tell you why I don't think they're a great idea, for a lot of reasons. Number one is your recurring revenue, right? Mm-hmm. Like if we're trying to run a business, the biggest advantage the fitness industry has is recurring subscription revenue. Like, why would you want to not build that? Right.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, sure, if somebody's wants to give it to you and they're not going to sign up for a card on file and they're willing to pay you full price, absolutely take it. Why wouldn't you?
Sure.
Right. Like, sorry, we won't take your money. Absolutely yeah. Take it. But to run your business as a paid in full model, you're constantly chasing the sale.
Yeah.
And I can't understand why it hit me pretty hard the other day. It was like, why would a gym owner always be going for the paid in full, the front upfront challenge, transformation, money? It's because gyms that do that don't trust their own product.
I think that's a big part of it.
They don't feel really confident in the delivery of their own product that somebody's going to be here 6, 8, 10, 12 months from now. So that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not the, I can't get people to sign up for recurring memberships. It's this in the door, out the door type of gym where you've got this huge churn. You're not keeping people for the long term. And I've heard all of the excuses why. Well, you know, you shouldn't expect somebody to always be with you. Why not? Why wouldn't you want somebody to be? I mean, I've got clients. I just saw Diana, yeah, again, a 15-year client. I know gyms have these. I mean, we've got 10-year, 12-year, 15 people that signed up at our grand opening, still here, paying us full price, no paid in fulls, all of the things.
Well, and I'll speak to that too, because I mean, obviously, with every gym owner that's coming through and that we're talking with on calls, it's really interesting to me because when you have that conversation with the gym owner, they'll happily tell you, oh, I've got people for years. I keep people for years. But then their actions make you believe otherwise, right? Yeah. They run to these sort of desperation plays in marketing and in the strategy to acquire, you know, upfront funds. If you were confident that your clients are going to be there, you wouldn't be positioning yourself to grab at every painful that you can get your hands on.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'd have confidence in building that foundation month over, continued growth on top of it. I love the idea of the monthly recurring, you know, just making that the foundation and the belief of your ethos of the gym, because
sure,
that's that long-term sustainable growth. I mean, the paid in fulls is a lot like the challenge mentality. It's a, you know, the cash grab right now, because that's where you as a gym owner are desperate. You want the cash flow today. You need additional revenue in your account today, and you're willing to sell the future of your business for today's success. And that's the scary thing.
That's the problem.
It is the problem.
It's the problem. And listen, guys, if all you did was focus on growing your recurring revenue, that's the number, the delta that we talk about. If you just, even if you struggled for 3 or 4 or 5 or even 6 months while you focused on growing, that is your only goal in life, is to get people on recurring. And then when you focus on recurring and when you focus on keeping people longer, guess what you're also going to have to focus on is the delivery systems, the client experience, the reducing churn, making sure you're meeting with clients, making sure that they're getting results, all of the things you need to do to keep people versus let's sell them now, throw them into the back. Who cares what they do? Who cares about the results? We got the money. Screw them. Let's get on to the next one. And then you're constantly looking at your revenue. Fluctuate. And listen, I'd rather do this. I mean, I would rather have, let's just throw stupid numbers out there. I'd rather have a business that was recurring at $40,000 a month, every single month, and I can grow it by, you know, $2,000 a month, maybe, you know, $15,000 or $2,000 a month all year versus a $50,000 a month and then a $20,000 a month, then an $80,000 a month, and then a $10,000 a month, and then a $100,000 a month, and then no sales this month. What I would rather have a 40K straight, I mean, because your stress drops when you get your recurring revenue to exceed your base operating expenses. Everything changes. You're super clear. You're not grasping at straws. You're not falling for the gimmicks that are just presented to you on a daily basis to just go run.
That's the thing, is like your actions have to be in alignment with the goal that you really want. And in gym owners know that when you decide to jump in and do something like a paid in full or a challenge tactic or whatever it is to get some cash today, it's a desperation play for a gym owner. There's no way around it. And then if that's all you're doing and you don't have that monthly recurring strategy or you're not consistently building that, you are a marketing and sales company that is fulfilling some sort of fitness need to, you know, but every month, like what the activities that you do as a gym owner and running a fitness business, I would much rather put the expertise of what you've learned, developed, and all of the knowledge that you have when it comes to training to keep those clients longer, rather than have to go train yourself on marketing, sales every single month, learn new ways of hooking people into your business because you can't actually facilitate the quality training to keep them there.
Yeah.
And it's a hell of a lot, you know, as a business owner in a fitness business, get the fitness right first and then, You know, you won't have that problem with where's the money coming from type of thing.
Yeah. But, and here's the funny thing is I hear people speak about marketing for fitness businesses and all this stuff. And they always say this. Well, I assume you already have a great product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is going to work for you. No. Most don't have a great product, and that's what needs to get fixed first.
Because
you can't just assume that, right?
And it's the exact opposite of the truth in those situations. The person wouldn't be looking for something like a paid in full if they had great delivery in their business. Yep. They wouldn't have the need. They'd have consistent clients every month in building that, you know.
Well, the hard look in the mirror is the gym owner that has to admit their mm-hmm. product isn't as good as it can be. It needs to be fixed first. That's the hard stuff to do. That's the hard work you've got to do in your business before you run these whiz-bang marketing tactics to get people in the door. Because what happens, the whole premise of the word, the phrase built to grow, is the foundational elements of your facility.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know that. It's built, you're building your foundation, making sure your delivery system's dialed in and everything's great, your staffing plan, your job descriptions, your performance evaluation, your sales processes, your pricing strategy, your recurring revenue, that's built to grow. Then you can grow.
Yeah.
But if you just keep throwing people into your broken model, it just crumbles the foundation and just falls to pieces.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's built to grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
You said model, and I think that could also be one of the big components is, you know, a lot of the gyms that I speak with that are doing these types of strategies or seeking these types of programs are in ultra-competitive large group environments, and where no matter what you do and how much you're driving the quality of your product, the consumer has massive option. And so if you can't differentiate yourself as something, you know, what you bring to the table that's better, superior, different than the gym down the street where hot, sweaty bodies in the room are getting a result, you're playing that same game, right? Yeah. The red ocean mentality. And so before even considering what marketing you're doing, you might have to look at the actual service and the product and the delivery of what you're providing. Maybe you're just not in the right vehicle. And that's the reason that we are so hell-bent on semi-private. That's the reason that we coach the transition to semi-private. The industry as a whole, the gyms that are looking to the future or what comes next, are looking to that. They're looking to where the puck is going, right? Yeah. Not just how do I outmarket the same situation that I've been in for 5 years and that has no changing trend anywhere else. Like, you're going to find yourself acting in places of desperation or doing things that... you know, ultimately you might not want to do or are not in alignment with how you want to be growing the business. But if you don't make some of those other changes, that's kind of what you're left with.
Yeah. Nobody said this is easy.
Hell no.
And nobody's arguing that the hard work is probably the most important work that you're going to need to do. Because if you don't, you're going to just play the same game as everybody else. I could tell you we're surrounded. I'm in the smack dab Scottsdale. And at one point, I don't know where to get these numbers, it was like the most competitive fitness market in the U.S.
More gym per capita or something like that.
Something wild, right? But I can tell you, I don't know of any. I mean, I know some personal training gyms around here. I know a couple semi-private trying to dabble. The majority of everything you see is large group training. I got an F45 across the street. I got big Monster Health Club, the Village mm-hmm. over there. I got Lifetime. I've got the EO, the low, the, you know, high volume, low price model down the street. I've got Orange Theories and yoga and spin and
50 CrossFits in the air park. I mean,
50, yeah, yeah. You throw a rock over to this place called the air park over here, and every other door is a gym.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Lots of options, but people stay here. They come here because we have that unique mechanism for change, you know, all the things that we do, and we're doing semi-private. We charge a good rate, and we keep people forever. Right. Obviously, not everybody stays, right? And I can't lie and say, yeah, everybody stays forever. But we have people that, I mean, it's growing on every month because we just redid our thing. But it's like, so it's sitting around 18 months for the latest data. But the last data that we did before we wiped out all of our old systems and put it, like, we started tracking from 2021 on, right? So from 2021, anybody that signed up from 2021 on to now is like at 18 months average.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, again, the 10-year, 12-year, 15-year clients are still on the other side of that. And I was at a Redline conference, and one of our Iron Circle members, Chance, it was interesting. He's like, we can't take in consideration the length of membership until they cancel their membership. That was interesting, the way to look at it.
He goes, it is.
We can only count them once they cancel, because then that's the established length of stay.
Mm-hmm.
While the other people have maybe been there for 5 years, you can't count them yet. And I'm like, I don't know about that, because it's two ways to look at
sure.
it. And so the way that they calculate it is, he called them the dead bodies. You got to count the dead bodies and see how long they stayed. And, you know, we were talking about formulas for length of stay, and it's really the easiest formula that we were all in agreement with is 1 divided by churn equals length of stay. So if you have a 5% churn on average, and that's something like 18 months or so, I got to do the math, but 1 divided by churn on average churn is the length of stay in months. That's a pretty easy.
Based on average, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you got to look at the people that are still here. So it's a weird, interesting kind of way to look at client lifetime value is only the ones that cancel. So what different ways to look at this, we kind of build in some of the, we started counting from 2021 after COVID, and we just kind of reset everything. Now we're at like 17.43 months or something, or whatever.
I think
it's
like 18.4 or something.
18.4. Yeah. Okay. So, and again, every month it grows because people are staying longer. So it's going to end up around 36 months. I already know it.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Well, and let's give kind of, because here's the thing. Like, I think a lot of gym owners that are making the choice to go to paid in fulls or challenges or some of those other marketing tactics, they're doing it because they feel like growing a recurring revenue is going to take years. Right. And I think that's just because they don't have the right systems in place. They don't have the ability to keep people as they're bringing in. Because if you're doing challenges and things like that, you're attracting the wrong client quite often, I'm sure. Right. They're not going to stay. So when your marketing is alignment with your delivery and you execute that perfect, or not, I can't say perfect, but you execute that delivery to the best of your ability, every time you execute your brand promise to your consumer, you've reassured them that they made the right decision to buy from you and they can continue to do so.
Right.
Right. So I always use the analogy of like Domino's pizza, hot and fresh in 20 minutes or less. No problem. Right. Every time you order a pizza, if you get that pizza within 20 minutes, you're probably likely going to go back to Domino's because they've done what they've promised to you. If your business, if your fitness business, if your brand promise, what you tell your clients you're able to achieve for them, if that's not happening, you can expect them to be looking somewhere else.
Or you are doing what you say with the 6-week challenge and we're going to lose 20 pounds. Yeah. If you deliver the 20 pounds, they're done.
you literally brought them in with the premise that if you do that, you could leave. Like, that's the goal, right?
And they do
all the time.
It makes sense, right? So if you deliver on the exact same thing, and that's a whole nother topic about clients with goals and lifestyle clients and everything else. But like, yeah, you want to build trust in your community. And when you sell somebody something and deliver them something else, you break the trust.
Absolutely.
So
goes back to that 4-circle formula from our coaching.
Yep.
But what I wanted to say too is like, if we're looking at the timeline, I mean, our clients and the case studies that we've put together in the last, I don't know, 6 months or whatever, if you listen to their stories, their reoccurring revenues doubled within a matter of a few months.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking like gone from 80 to 160 clients or, you know, 24 in revenue to they're now doing 50, and it's been 4 months. Like, you're not going to run a challenge that's going to get you that consistent revenue ever moving forward. You might have that 1 month, like you said, right? You might do, hell, you could do $100,000 in 1 month, and then you've got all those clients to train, and you can expect that the majority of them aren't going to be there at the end of that term.
And then you got to do it all again
and
the next month.
Find a new way.
It's just a different way to run your business. It's chaotic. It's
cyclical though, right? It's the highs and lows, and it's almost feast or famine type of highs and lows. It's not just a month where, you know, if we didn't sell to our Delta goals, the bills are still paid. We're still damn close to where the revenue was the month before, mm-hmm. because of the churn that's controlled and in alignment and things like that. So it's just taking a lot of that variable away from the business. And I think that's the biggest thing that provides clarity, comfort, stability. Like, that's the thing gym owners want, but yet we're over here doing things that are complete.
Well, that's why you're listening to the show, so you can fix all this crap.
Yeah.
Just fix it. Just decide today that we're not doing challenges, front-end heavy offers, paid in full discounts, and you're just going to focus on bringing people in systematically, be it a trial or straight into a membership, which what we coach to, and you're going to grow your recurring revenue. And that's your only goal. And the delta is the number that tells you whether or not you're doing that or not. And in 4 months, like you said, we've had people go from 18 to 36,000, from 22 to 50 something thousand. We've had people go from 30 to 60,000 mm-hmm. in 4 months. It's not happening in 4 years. It's 4 months. And then you take a snapshot. It's a quarter.
Yeah.
Is it a quarter? No, that's 3 months.
3 months, even.
Yeah. Quarter and a change. Quarter and a quarter and a third.
It's a third of a year.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, in a third of a year. So from if you start in January and by April, end of April, you've got a whole nother business. Guess what? Then you can make some better decisions. You can open up two more locations. Who cares, right?
It's such a different, cleaner. I don't want to say easier because I don't think it's easy to be in this industry regardless, but it takes away a lot of that variable, a lot of the worry, a lot of the stress that comes with where the hell am I going to get the next round of clients to pay my bills this month?
Right.
It's there. They're in your business. They're not, you know, they've been in your business and they want to stay in your business. Like, let's build that.
That's what the
goal of the business is.
Keep them paying longer, staying longer. Yeah. So, all right. Hopefully that helps you guys. Maybe changes your mindset on a few things. That's it for this episode, guys. We'll see you at the Grow Summit. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.